This is Wade Rath here with the daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pluto, the used-to-be planet, is now in the first pictures at closer range, seems to have some ice mountains as tall as the Rockies and very few craters. Nonprofit groups have filed suit against the Transportation Security Administration that runs airport scanners because they failed to produce rules on their use after 5 years. Starting wages for college grads since the Great Recession has gone up for people in tech, most engineering and science, and down for nurses, teachers, hospitality workers, and journalists, among others. In desperation at the poor state of healthcare facilities in Egypt, doctors are posting hundreds of pictures on Facebook showing patients sleeping in halls, animals traipsing in wards, and blood on floors. The FDA wants food labels to clarify how much sugar has been added. Data from Google provided to the 538 website found that from mid-June to mid-July, Donald Trump was in 46% of the news media coverage and more than 60% of the Google searches for a Republican candidate. A couple of emails from Clinton's personal server have been found to hold classified information. It is unclear if she knew the information was classified, but several inspector generals have asked for criminal investigations. Rhode Island allows farmers to peddle their wares but bans others. Oklahoma bakers can sell $20,000 worth of goods if their sales take place at home rather than a market. Wisconsin residents may sell homemade canned goods but not baked ones up to $5,000 per year. Minnesota, you can go to $18,000 if you take a course. Economic forecasts say that mental illness will lead to more than $16 trillion worth of lost productive output between 2011 and 2030. Mental health disorders in high-income countries will also lead to 17.4 fewer years in life expectancy. 14,000 people have signed a petition that they will surround and protect the funerals of two young women killed by a crazed gunman in Lafayette, Louisiana, from alleged protests by members of Westboro Baptist Church in favor of gun use. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.